is Different Beat Radio, and my name is Tim Brickley. I live and work and make music in Indianapolis, Indiana, here at my retro rock jazz paradise, Hit City Recording. This week, quintessential new American rock from singer-songwriter Ray Links, who performs with drummer Joel Umbaugh and bassist Mark Bushkill as low-flying helicopters. And we'll introduce you to the slyly satirical comedy stylings of Mr. Tom Gully. But first, a word from this week's fantasy, I mean virtual, sponsor, the History Channel.
Be there tonight on the History Channel as we show you the inside of Queen Nefertiti's crypt and unveil the secrets Hitler borrowed from the Egyptians on Secret Tips That Hitler Picked Up From the Egyptians, only on the History Channel.
Low-Flying Helicopters is an Indianapolis rock trio that features the fine songs of guitarist-vocalist Ray Links. The son of an army band leader, Ray, as you'll find out in our upcoming interview, began his rock and roll life as a little skate punk initially inspired by Metallica's The Black Album and Nirvana, and who then worked backwards deeply into John Lennon and the Beatles, Dylan, Hendrix, etc. I met the band after I got a call from a young filmmaker I know, Joel Umbaugh, who happened to buy a little recording gift certificate I had donated to a media charity auction. I knew Joel was a drummer as well and had a band, but man, was I pleasantly surprised on both counts. So these tracks come from some very quick sessions where we recorded an EP's worth of material. One of my goals on this show is to somehow bridge the gulfs between all the various splinter genres that rock has divided itself into these days. Indie rockers don't dig jam bands, metal freaks don't dig singer-songwriter, punkers don't dig anything but. Well, it's all rock and roll to me, and if it comes from the heart and the balls and is rooted in true musical, spiritual, or intellectual exploration, I'll give it a listen, and I hope you will too. And that's what I love about Low-Flying Helicopters. Heard one at a time, their songs are seemingly all over the place, but as you'll hear, they are born of all of those sorts of explorations. It is indeed quintessential new American rock for the tens. We're going to hear three songs from Low-Flying Helicopters this show. Here's number one, Purple Cross, Low-Flying Helicopters on Different Beat Radio.
Stay true, yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll chat with Ray Links of Low Flying Helicopters right after another message from the History Channel.
Imagine ancient Sumeria with a leader sporting a small, tiny mustache. Or revolutionary America with the Third Reich instead of the Boston Tea Party. We'll discover a variety of alternative possibilities on the History Channel's What If Hitler Was the Leader of Ancient Civilizations? As What If Hitler Did Some Other Stuff Week continues.
Different beat interview.
You know, how old were you when you went, when you first started noticing music and you went, that's really cool?
Well, my father was in the Army band for 25 years.
Ah.
And, yeah. So I used to climb over the tanks at Fort Benjamin Harrison.
Wow.
In the Middle Park and watch the 74th Army band do their thing. I was like 3, 4, 5, you know, 6 years old when I started hearing that, like Philip Sousa stuff, and then my dad would always play piano around the house, and ever since I was born, I guess.
What did your dad play in the band?
He conducted. He played second chair clarinet, played saxophone sometimes, and that's it.
Can you remember the name of the first song you ever wrote?
The first song I ever wrote was Seesaw.
Seesaw.
Is that like a, you know, like it, that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Going back and forth, up and down, and it was about a relationship.
Wow.
It was 7th or 8th grade, I believe.
You remember seeing your dad's band. When you were a little older, what got you into rock and roll?
Have to say Nirvana. No, I'm sorry. Before Nirvana, I think it was Metallica. I heard the Black Album.
Uh-huh.
And just hearing that, it was just like, wow. Just blew my mind. I was all in the skate revolution. I could ollie over a trash can, do kick flips and all that stuff back in the early 90s or middle 90s.
Uh-huh.
It was all about grunge, Pearl Jam, Nirvana. That's how I got started. Like, that's the reason why I went out and bought a guitar when I was 13.
Right.
So, and then, of course, Metallica and all that. And then I dove into 60s and 70s rock. Like, you know, of course, Hendrix and Dylan and all the greats and Zeppelin. And I don't know, I just, like, engulfed myself in that stuff.
Yeah. And did you have, like, an older brother or sister or somebody who helped guide you through this music or just friends? Or how did you find it?
Well, I grew up in the neighborhood, luckily enough, where there was about 6 or 7 of us that would hang out every day and get together. So when we just found out music together. I remember, well, my sister mainly, she would always order the, you know, the Columbia, you know, a certain amount of cassettes. You would go through this catalog and you'd pick what you wanted. She'd always let me pick half of them, and then we'd get them in the mail, and these little cassettes, and we would just listen to them nonstop. So I had a lot to thank for my sister for actually getting the albums.
What's her name?
Julie.
And you, yeah, that is so funny, man. I had my little circle of guys at that same age, too. And we would just discover music together, you know. Someone would have something new and they'd play it. And it was really kind of a big focus of what we did.
I always had the radio going in the background, though. That's
yeah,
sure, right?
It was a big part of it. Do you think music means as much to young people today?
It just seems to me it's got to mean something. You know, music is so powerful. But I guess as far as people saying anything these days, especially in the late 2000-2010 era, for the most part, it seemed like it was all, you know, just let's make a hit. The heartfelt music has kind of disappeared a little bit, and I kind of feel it coming back. You know, I hope it comes back.
I hear it coming back in your music. How did you meet Joel and Mark, the other two members of Low Flying Helicopters?
Joel went to the same high school, middle school, but we never really talked. He was a grade above me.
Uh-huh.
2001, Jazz Fest. And I saw Joel there, and he was like, hey, man, what's up? I heard you play guitar. I was like, yeah, I heard you play drums. We got to get together. And ended up going to his house the next day because I think we only lived 2 miles apart, and drove over to his house and we set up, and it was just like an instant connection with the rhythm, at least on both of our parts. And then
yeah,
we just took it from there and became great friends, and we played almost every day during the summers and or any time that we could until his parents would come out and, of course, flicker the lights and tell us to shut up in the garage. So, fun stuff.
No kidding. And then how'd you meet Mark?
A guy named Nova. He went by the name of Nova. I forget his real name, but he was one of the actors in Joel's student films, and he was an engineer for Staples Studios down in Spencer. And we would go down there, and Mark actually lived at the studio in a little, you know, side apartment that comes off the studio. He was with another band at the time, and then we started talking, and we kept talking, and he decided to give it a shot with Joel and I, and it's worked ever since.
Yeah, he's such a phenomenal bass player, and they really seem to understand your music really well, which is so cool.
Yeah, it's just, it's really neat. I feel privileged more than anything, because you're right, he's just phenomenal, and Joel's a great drummer, too, and it's fun stuff. You know, bands are great things. You know, you get to share emotions together, I guess, and just rock out.
Some call you fat, some call you corpulent, others call you portly. I call you a customer and a friend for life. Come on into Vic Tanuzzi's. If you got a fat ass, I ain't gonna say nothing about it. We'll suit you, you'll suit us. You come into Vic Tanuzzi's, I guarantee you're gonna leave with a suit. Come on in, you'll save a ton at Vic Tanuzzi's. I ain't bullshitting. Vic Tanuzzi's, Highway 5, out by the mall.
We'll get back to the conclusion of our interview with Ray Lynx in a moment, but first, let's listen to another song. Here's Jenny Jenny, Low Flying Helicopters on Different Beat Radio.
Jenny, Jenny, man, is she on fire? She's gonna left me now, well, I'm up for high. So maybe, maybe, it's not too late to give me one more shot, maybe on one more day. Tell me now, how long, gotta get on my way. Half past ten, I started thinking now you come around again. So maybe, maybe it's not too late to give me one more shot, maybe on one more day. Tell me now, how long gotta get on my way. Goodbye, gotta find a place to stay. So long, baby, been living without you now. Goodbye, can't get on without you now. Jenny, don't you know I'll be waiting. Jenny, don't you know I need you.
What's your favorite record of all time?
Man, of course there's a few of them.
I know, you gotta pick one.
Just one, huh? That's really hard for me.
Okay, pick three.
Okay, I would have to say Revolver. Probably Nevermind.
Right.
And the band's greatest hits album is great. I mean, there's Hendrix. It's just so hard to say. I think Hoist is great from Fish.
Man, your stuff is kind of all over the map, which I think is so cool. I mean, it shows up a bit in your music, too, because, you know, you guys rock really hard at times, and then there are times where it's very flowing and acoustic and melodic, and you can hear all those sort of widely different influences in your own music, which I think is just so cool.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I try to listen as much as possible. You know, the more the merrier.
Do you have anybody who's new that you like? Who's making, who new is good?
I enjoy what the Killers are doing. lately.
Cool.
I enjoy, actually like Paulo and Newtony, record tours.
Let's see, who are your favorite songwriters?
Oh, John Lennon, by far one of my, probably my favorite songwriter. You know, the Beatles, you can't ever beat the Beatles. And then Paul Simon, for sure. David Bowie. Definitely Tom Petty. Really like Neil Young. Bob Dylan, of course. Ryan Adams is someone that I forgot to mention that I'm really enjoying lately. As far as he's kind of new, but I think he's brilliant songs that he's writing. Just great hooks, great melodies.
Do you normally have a pattern when you write a song? Or, you know, do you try and set aside time regularly? Or do you just follow the muse when she comes?
A little bit of both, but I'll tell you this. I usually, when I wake up, I'll wake up and drink a cup of coffee. And just, even if I don't feel like playing, I'll force myself to play.
Yeah, and sometimes
if it's even me just plucking around on the guitar watching the news.
Sure.
You know, and not really paying attention when I'm playing, and then
and sometimes
the
great
news,
things
watching a movie, something will spark something, you know, something leads to another, and the environment will spark something, a thought, a philosophy of an idea or whatever, and then I'll wrap the song around the lyrics, and or sometimes I'll just be noodling on the guitar and I'll come across a riff, and then like heartbreak or whatever I'm feeling at that moment or in the past week, the lyrics will just kind of come out. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it's just that, I guess, brilliant moment when you know, I know you know as a songwriter too, that, you know, this song is going to come together today, you know, or even in that next hour. It's just going to, it just all comes together somehow.
Yeah. There's nothing better. That's the best part of it for me.
Yeah. That's what I love about it.
You know, yeah. It's a beautiful feeling.
Like, wow, cool. And you don't know how you're really doing it, but you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to be finished that day.
Beautiful chatting with you.
Cool, man. Thanks for the interview. Different Beat Radio.
Here's one more song from Low Flying Helicopters, Communication Sounds, on Different Beat Radio.
Tannenbaum topped with a swastika. Tiny SS officers in Jesus' manger. See how Adolf Hitler planned the most revered holiday on I'm Dreaming of a Reich Christmas, as Hitler's Holiday Week continues on the History Channel.
Okay, all of our virtual History Channel and Vic Tanuzzi ads today have been courtesy Tom Gully, noted madman, actual broadcaster, blues harp aficionado, and warped comedy mastermind, originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana. After many years in the ad trenches here in Indianapolis, Tom is now in Florida and in pre-production for his own The Tom Gully Show podcast, on which yours truly is going to be a guest sometime soon. We'll keep you posted with appropriate links on the differentbeatradio.com website. I guess that's it for now, except to mention that we're in negotiations now with some actual honest to Clapton potential advertisers, so watch us grow. This is Different Beat Radio. I'm Tim Brickley. Until next time, I wish you well.
Different Beat Radio.